Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the first week after the Sunday of Trinity, Tuesday. Our scripture reading comes from 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 6 through 10. But godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into the world, and we cannot take anything out of the world. But if we have food and clothing, with these we will be content. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation, into a snare, into many senseless and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evils. It is through this craving that some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pangs. Our scripture lesson comes from the book of Psalm, chapter 62, verse 10. Put no trust in extortion. Set no vain hopes on robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart on them. Where there is true Christian faith, rich attire and sumptuous food will never be major considerations. Christian faith does not look for earthly good, honor, pleasure, power, or anything outside of God Himself. It seeks, desires, and clings to nothing but God, who alone is the highest good. Whether there is costly fare or little to eat, whether there is splendid attire or nothing but very simple clothing, makes very little difference to Christian faith. Even if Christians must wear costly attire and wield great power in a position of honor, they think little of it. It may be that they have been forced into this by circumstances, or that they must adopt such procedures in the interests of their neighbor. Queen Esther declared that she wore her royal crown reluctantly, but was compelled to do so for the sake of the king. David would have preferred to remain a common man. He was compelled to become king for God's sake and the sake of the people. This is the way all believers regard their elevated roles in this world. They are compelled to accept power, honor, and glory, but they never allow their roles in life to ensnare their hearts. Basically, they continue to serve God and their neighbor, however they may find themselves situated in this life. Let us pray. O God, our Father, your word is better than gold, and your counsels are more precious than anything else in life. Grant us wisdom to seek the true riches, to know and possess you, and to be known and possessed by you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Purchase your copy of the print edition of Luther for the Busy Man at ambassadorpublications.org. You are invited to the Summer Institute of Theology, August 7th through 11th, at the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Guests will learn from experienced congregational leaders, including Professor of Philosophy, Concordia University of Edmonton, Dr. Jonathan Strand, pastor and co-host of the podcast Being Lutheran, Dr. Jason Goodham, and president of the Association of Free Lutheran Congregations, Pastor Micah Germstead. Find out more and register at flbc.edu/sit.